Now, back to a couple of guys who believe Rin Tin Tin may have rusted to death. It's the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and we have with us in the studio for this segment a returning guest, Dr. Kristen Trierweiler, who is a large animal veterinary from the St. John's area. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Trierweiler.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. The reason we wanted to have you in for today is because we're having a conversation about large animals and horses, and there seems to be a lot of conversation about a disease that's going around called triple E. Why don't you share with our listeners exactly what that is and exactly what the risk factors are for both horses and for people?
Triple E stands for Eastern Equine Encephalomyelitis, and it is a neurologic disease that affects both horses and humans, and it's spread by mosquitoes.
Okay. And how bad has it gotten to be? Is it fairly prevalent, or is it just really something that's out there? I mean, help me understand that.
Normally, we might see a couple cases in a year in the state of Michigan, but very recently in southwestern Michigan, we've actually seen an outbreak of this disease with possibly up to 12 horses becoming infected and one human fatality from the disease, which is a lot more than we normally would see.
Okay. And in terms of the cause of this increase, is it because of the kind of weather that we've had where the mosquitoes have been allowed to really multiply and therefore there's more risk factor? I mean, is that the cause?
That's definitely has played a factor into an increase in the disease. But it also, some of the horses that have become infected were not vaccinated for this disease. And whether that is due to the economy, that might be part of it, or people just not having the knowledge that they need to be vaccinated against this disease. It's a preventable disease. The vaccine is very good. And like I said, some of those horses that were infected and did die from the disease were not vaccinated.
Isn't all of them that actually died weren't vaccinated? Are you not sure?
I don't know if all of them were, but I know there was at least three cases where the horses did die and they were not vaccinated.
So in your practice, on a day-to-day level, you know, all of a sudden we see this uptick and we actually have a bad economy. Have you noticed that the people that would have normally been taking best care of their horse and making sure that they're getting this vaccine, has those numbers dropped down, or do you think, or where do you think this, you know, have you seen the economy affecting the veterinary community with respect to kind of preventative health care?
Definitely have seen an effect on some of the clients not taking care of the horses. Most of our clients have been very good and still getting the preventative care, but there's still some cases out there where maybe they're not getting the vaccines, all the vaccines they used to, or they're putting off getting some of the vaccines, waiting for the money to come in so that they can pay for them. Some areas have been hit a lot harder than others. Our area has been typically quite good, but I've heard from other veterinarians that they've seen a real downturn in their income and number of people that are vaccinating their horses. Okay. and doing the care that they normally would.
And it might be geographically centered as well. This was in what, southwest Michigan?
Southwestern Michigan, Barry County.
Okay. And what kind of an area is that economically with respect to, as opposed to the community area that you're in?
I'm not really sure how the economy is down there. Uh-huh. I've heard from some of the veterinarians that work down there that they've seen more of a downspike in their business compared to what we've seen.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's other factors that have played into that or not.
And if somebody has a horse, is the only option the veterinarian? Is that the best option to get the vaccination? Is it very well controlled and therefore only veterinarians give this shot? Or what's the general practice of the horse hobbyist?
The vaccine is actually very easily available through a veterinarian, but you can also get it through mail order catalogs. Some stores actually even carry the vaccine.
Okay.
One of the bad things about getting it from a store or a mail through catalog is the vaccine does need to stay cold.
Uh-huh.
It's a little less regulated compared to if you're getting it through a veterinary clinic. They're going to do their best to, you know, keep it under controlled conditions. Not only that, but there are some risks associated with vaccinating your horse by yourself. They can have reactions to the vaccine. And for our clients, when we do vaccinate them, we do give them an annual health exam as well so that we can try to identify other things that are going on with the horse and help prevent problems before they start.
I think we've had that this conversation sounds very, very familiar when we were talking about dogs and dog disease prevention. One of those situations where, one, it gives a great opportunity to kind of expose you and the client together. There's not always an opportunity for you and the client to meet, and just on your regular vaccinating protocol, which aren't very expensive, that's a fantastic time to engage each other. You know, so that's one of those things that we've learned again, even in large animals.
It's amazing how the lessons keep coming back around, Rick. We keep learning how important the prevention step is when it comes to caring for these animals. Dr. Trewell, I'll ask the question, once the animal has it, I assume that this is preventable. And did I hear you say that humans cannot catch it directly from the animals? It has to go through the third party of the mosquito biting the horse that has the disease and then biting the human being? Is that correct?
Okay. It is correct that it's not transmissible. It's the mosquito needs to be the vector that's carrying it. So if you have a horse that's infected, possibly other horses and humans around that animal can become infected.
And how contagious is it to humans compared to horses? Because it certainly carries the name horse. You know, how dangerous is it for the populace? Is it only going to affect those that are elderly or those that are very young, or does it hit the midsection of our population?
It's similar to the West Nile virus. The recommendations for that was for the young and the elderly.
Okay.
And it's very similar to that. It is a virus. And so just like any virus, your young humans and your people with compromised immune systems and elderly are going to be the people most affected by this disease.
And the lung, what happens with the horse? How is it treatable once he's actually gotten it? Or
once the horse has the disease, it's only supportive care that you can provide. Most commonly, it's quite fatal in most horses.
I got you. Because it's a direct horse hit, and it's one of those viral situations, it's almost untreatable.
Yeah,
right?
Yep. Right. Just like any virus, you can't use antibiotics to treat it. It's just going to be supportive care. These horses are going to stagger, walk in circles, act like they don't know where they're going,
not
be able to walk at all. They might not even be able to get up.
Wow.
And so it's just supportive care that you can do for them.
And what's really amazing, Rick, that I guess people must not think about is the fact that horses are outdoors pretty much all the time. So they're going to be exposed to mosquitoes on an ongoing basis. So this vaccination, it sounds to me like a no-brainer that it has to take place all the time. It's a shortcut that people really can't afford to take.
Is there steps that are being taken to spread the word and make it happen?
There's not a lot of things that have been going on. Mostly it's been the news. We've had a lot of clients call in and ask about it, and we've been advising our clients if your horses got their spring shots this year, they would have been included in that shot. All our clients that do get shots from us get that vaccine unless they tell us they don't want that vaccine. And so we've just been telling people, you know, make sure your horses are vaccinated, tell your friends about this, and then also making sure to try to reduce your risk because you don't know if your neighbor's horses were vaccinated by staying away from mosquitoes, using repellent and clothing, just like you would to help prevent any other mosquito spread disease.
Great advice. Once again, we've been talking this morning with Dr. Kristen Trierweiler, who is a large animal veterinarian in St. John's. Thanks so much, Dr. Trierweiler. We really appreciate your coming on the show.
Not a problem. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, it was our pleasure. And Rick, once again, we just had such a terrific show in terms of an interest in these large animals that most people who live in apartments, live in the city, may not think about. But there's so much that goes with the proper care, and there's so much pleasure that people can get when they just take advantage of these animals, whether it's riding or just even spending time with them.
Yeah, the majesty of life actually gets much more amplified when you see a beautiful horse. I mean, for somebody that's been in a city all their life, just to see a horse, just to go up to it and touch it. It's just incredible.
It is a pleasure. For anyone who wants to email us, feel free to do so on our website of 1320wils.com. We do have an email spot there, and you can also listen to past shows. On behalf of our producers, Nick Casey and Holly Rotter, and my co-host, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen saying, have a great week. Thanks for listening, and please, for gosh darn sake, will you take good care of your pets. Have a great week, everybody.